Thank you so much for joining us on WDK. Okay, Sunrise Rob is on the other side of the glass taking fabulous care of us, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, Eric Rao is back, president of Selins Grove Area High School Alumni Association. How many times have I been interviewing you for good topics? 20 years now, anyway.
At least.
I think so. Yeah, neither of us had any gray hair when we started talking with each other, so yeah, the rest is history. But yeah, now one of his great endeavors is making sure that the High School Alumni Association is brought up, talked about, that events happen, that they're publicized, and then you come in here and do this. And then we got an add-on with the Alumni Honoring Department today with Dave Hess is back, just a fabulously successful coach with the Selins Grove Seals, PIAA State Championship football team, and was a special education teacher for a couple of two, three decades as well, right?
Yep, I was.
Okay. Okay, super. So lots of folks are better off for some of your hard work in the Selins Grove School District. Selins Grove Sports
Yep.
Hall of Fame Committee got started, what, about a year-ish or so, something like that?
Yeah, about a year or two ago, yeah. A number of people came to the Alumni Association, came to Dave and said that we would like to expand the recognition that we offer to our alumni, got together and stepped up and formed our Sports Hall of Fame committee, led by Dave Hess.
Dave, tell us all about this. You had a brainy idea one day, and you said, holy smokes.
Well, I've seen other schools do it, and they created Hall of Fame programs for their former athletes, and so many good things have come out of it. I mean, you bring the great people back to the community, they can help out in the school. The whole thing is great for sports. It's great for the district. Yeah, it was an idea that's been it's long overdue.
And if somebody were to drive by your football stadium, they say, I don't know, turf, AstroTurf, or whatever you want to call it, and all these lights and all this dedication and nice stands. Of course, you got some folks with a real eye for perfectionists are involved in taking good care of that place
sure.
over there, I guess you'll say.
Mm-hmm.
What does this do to young people when they get involved in athletics, glue a team together and compete, whether you're always winning or not?
Well, there are things you get out of sports that you can't get anywhere else. You know, the working as a team, really, really working hard and busting your tail together and looking out for one another. And it just gives you all kinds of great work ethic and it gives you a mental and physical toughness, whether you're a man or a woman, that you don't usually get other places. So sports are often a way of launching people into a great career or just giving them the tools they need to succeed in life.
Yeah, so many people on Legends of Success, our program that we air on Sunday, say, well, when I was young, though, I was involved in athletics and lacrosse and soccer and scouting and these kinds of involvements,
yeah.
You know, kind
mm-hmm.
of really raise up kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have an event coming up to honor athletes, so tell us about that.
Well, it's Saturday evening, May 20th, and we are going to hold it in the Selins Grove Area Middle School Auditorium because that just offers us greater seating, offers us a lot more resources that we will need in order to bring these people up on stage, hear about them, and be able to recognize them for their sports accomplishments.
All right, so walk us through the rest of the evening.
Yeah, sure. We're gonna get together at 5 o'clock, and we're going to have a social hour for 1 hour, and we're going to ask our inductees to be there in the lobby of the Selins Grove Area Middle School, and to meet the public. And at the same time, we're going to play Jim Campbell's movie he put together about the history of Selins Grove High School sports. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to convene in the Selins Grove Area Middle School auditorium, and we're going to do our induction ceremony. Can I brag about the people we're bringing in?
Sure, please. Go.
We have some amazing athletes that have come out of Selins Grove. And these aren't just athletes. These are people who have used their athleticism and tools they've gained in athletics to really vault themselves in life and do a great job. We have Jack Keller, who was a 1950 graduate. He was an incredible three-sport athlete, became a great Hall of Fame high school baseball coach. We have Roseanne Neff, who is a world-class athlete. She didn't just make the World Cup team in one sport. She did in two. She was in field hockey and lacrosse. She was on the U.S. national team. Amazing, an amazing athlete and an amazing person. Mike Fahnestock, a 70 graduate. He was a leading rusher in SEALs football when he graduated, and he still holds both state records in the both hurdles. Steve Rakowski was a four-sport athlete. Great person. Josh Bettle, three-sport athlete, one of the most courageous athletes I've ever seen in my life. Marshall Dowerman was our 1960 grad. He was our first state wrestling champion at Seals Grove, and what a fine gentleman he is. Just a fantastic person. Marlon Van Horn was an All-American at Maryland, nose tackle, and he was just a great person. Kathy Kaiser, a classmate of mine from Seals Grove, the best field hockey coach that's ever lived. She
and bar none, right?
Bar none. And she is also, she was an incredible three-sport athlete when we graduated. And then we have Kelly Smith, who, again, a world-class athlete. She's competed in two Olympics. It's amazing. And Danica Deckard is another one. She was an All-American at Ohio State in field hockey, just another incredible athlete. And Bill Scott, who was a coach to Seals Grove for 36 years, a winningest football coach in Seals Grove history. So it's an incredible slate of people. If you want to learn history and if you want to hear some great stuff and find out what have made people successful, come May 20th. Be there.
Well, that is quite a slate. Now, you would like the general public to come to this.
Yeah, this is open to all and everyone. Friends, family, you name it. We would really like everyone to come. And this is our inaugural. You know, Dave just went over a slate of 15 wonderful people that have been involved in the athletic program at Sealands Grove. But this was launching it, and every year, you know, moving forward, we hope to bring as many, if not more, of some, you know, of our athletes, because as this becomes known, more people will come up to us in the public and mention this person and that person and say, look, this is our inaugural. You know, this is the first group, but don't hesitate and don't let this stop you from bringing more people back in the future. We want to really generate a lot of excitement about our Sports Hall of Fame and the Alumni Association in general.
All right, so Sealands Grove Hall of Fame inaugural induction of the first class is May 20th at 5 p.m. Saturday. Give folks all the details, the location again, and how to get involved, how much it is. You go ahead and put that in and the rest.
Well, it's $15 for adults, students $6, free for children under school age, and tickets are available online at showtix4u.com. I'd just like to add that this is the same online ticket agency that the Little Mermaid musical used. So it is, people should be familiar with it. And then tickets are also available at the high school office.
Okay, at the high school. Okay, so go there, not at 7:30 a.m. or 3 p.m., but otherwise you can go get to the high school and buy the tickets there. And they would just love to sell you the tickets for this event. And this is the Sealands Grove Athletic Hall of Fame?
Or Sports Hall of Fame.
Sports Hall of Fame. Okay, I got both listed my notes here, so I just want to be 100% right. And you want students to get involved in this and kids today. Eric, a lot of the things you do, you sort of raise up and honor graduates, and in this case, superlative graduates who are super athletes. You do all of it so that today's kids are better off. Tell you how this reaches back to today's kids.
Well, what we plan to do is, as the Alumni Association, we are going to present to this graduating class of seniors those people that we have already recognized as our distinguished alumni, and will raise the issue of our athletes to graduating seniors to give them a real good sense of what it means, you know, to graduate from Sealands Grove Area High School, and what opportunities that offer you in life, whether you stay in Sealands Grove, you move on to college, or whatever it is that you do with your life, that this is the way Sealands Grove Area High School and the community prepares you in a way that you can be as successful and be an active participant in your community and world.
And Dave, you want parents to bring their young athletes to this and see some of these superlative athletes.
Doggone right, because there are so many life lessons and school lessons you can learn from these people. These are people who did it right, they excelled, and they got there. And they're the people we want to put up in front of our kids as shining examples of you know, who they should strive to be, something like that.
Well, we're very glad to be part, just to help with this publicity, to raise up and honor and make call attention to superlative students and great graduates. Well, Eric, your 10 minutes is up. Another 10 minutes of fame has elapsed for you. Make a pitch for folks to consider coming to the Sports Hall of Fame event.
Well, I really think it'll be a wonderful evening to recognize our athletes and what athletics and Sealand Grove Area High School, what that can do to prepare our students for their life after high school so they can go out there and be what we refer to as a SEAL for life.
There you go.
There you go. Once a SEAL, always a SEAL. Eric Rouse, president of the Sealand Grove Area High School Alumni Association. Your tombstone in about 40 years is going to say SEAL for life and beyond.
Nothing wrong with that.
And beyond.
Yeah.
So, and Dave Hess is here, successful coach with the Sealand Grove SEALs and a special education teacher for 30-plus years as well, heading up the Alumni Association activities May 20th, Saturday, 5 p.m. Cocktails, 6 o'clock, things kick off, and then the rest goes from there. And they would just love to see you there. Show Ticks for You is one place to get the tickets, and at the high school office is the other. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.